USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a tweet, First Lady Melania Trump has announced that her press secretary, Stephanie Grisham, will move from the East Wing to the West Wing to succeed the outgoing Sarah Sanders. The leaders in Washington and Tehran are still at odds. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is lashing out at President Trump, calling the new U.S. sanctions outrageous and idiotic. President Trump tweeted, Iran's very ignorant and insulting statement put out today only shows that they do not understand reality. Any attack by Iran on anything American will be met with great and overwhelming force. The latest sanctions, signed by the president, targets Iran's supreme leader and 8 Iranian military commanders. A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry says the measure equals a permanent closure for diplomacy. This is USA Radio News.
The co-chairman of J.P. Morgan warned that a deep correction, like 40%, could hit the stock market at any time. Don't lose 40%. Diversify. Now you can add gold or silver to your IRA or 401k rollover accounts. The stock market has been shaky with the trade negotiations. Don't risk your investments. Listen to the warnings and diversify before you lose 40%. Protect your portfolio with solid, intangible investments, gold and silver. Call 800-606-2070 now, and all qualified investors get a free 2020 Trump Freedom Coin and a 10-ounce silver bar with your account. Call 800-606-2070 to be connected now and get a free 2020 Trump Freedom Coin and a 10-ounce silver bar when you open a qualified account. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Individual results may vary. Invest wisely. Open your qualified account today to get your free 2020 Trump Freedom Coin and a 10-ounce silver bar. Don't wait for a 40% deep correction. Call 800-606-2070. That's 800-606-2070.
The Democratic presidential frontrunner for 2020 is picking up new endorsements. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Joe Biden's presidential campaign announcing the new round of endorsements, including from 4 South Carolina state lawmakers, including 2 African Americans. Biden also winning endorsements from a half dozen Democratic figures from eastern Iowa, including 4 former city, county, and union officials in the first voting caucus state. And his campaign's listing new support from 5 state lawmakers and union officials in the state of Utah, and 11 current and former Democratic officials in Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 400 pilots have filed a class action lawsuit against Boeing, saying they covered up the design flaws in the 737 MAX aircraft. They were grounded worldwide following 2 deadly crashes, one in Ethiopia and the other in Jakarta, Indonesia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hollywood stars are performing a live reading of the Mueller report. The report, compiled by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office, is being translated into a 10-act play that takes 18 actors to perform. That includes Annette Bening, Kevin Kline, John Lithgow, Justin Long, and Alyssa Milano. The performance was live-streamed by LawWorks, an organization dedicated to defending the nonpartisan role of the Department of Justice. The play is being billed on the LawWorks website as a historic live play that's ripped from the pages of the Mueller report. Other actors include Jason Alexander, Kira Sedgwick, Sigourney Weaver, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Mark Hamill. Viewers can watch the play called The Investigation, A Search for the Truth in 10 Acts, on the LawWorks website. The stream is free, although the organization is encouraging those interested to donate. A mentally disabled woman who has been ordered to get an abortion in the UK won't have to after all. The judge who ordered the abortion had acknowledged that the woman, who has the mental capacity of a 6 to 9-year-old, wanted the baby, but said she lacked the mental and emotional capacity to be a mother. The woman's mother, who is Catholic and a midwife, insisted that she would raise the child, and the Catholic Church argued the forced abortion would infringe on the woman's human rights. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.